Let's go to the, let's say, last issue of the day, which is the upcoming products that we have. Alessandro.
What I described today was the first round of products that we are going to deliver in the next weeks. Then there is a second round.
I'm used to take part to the television show, so you know we have not this primitive stuff, but we have all this fancy. And we have a second round of products, which are, I think that are very expected from you, is the handbook about the selection of financial intermediary fund, and the selection of the business plan, investment strategy, and a fact sheet on governance and case studies. Two things, very fast. I know that, I mean, you know the first, the second, and the third product, plus we have a family of products related with state aid. So you see that we are very courageous and brave. We have put our finger where it's very hot, okay? And for these things, I mean, replying the first question that we have in the beginning, we are working closely with the Commission because we need to assure consistency and we need to assure you answers, okay? So this is why this work is a tremendous difficulty. And we've got a colleague in our team that will always say that in the morning where we have the weekly meeting, we start like as a focus group and then we end up as a self-help group because we are so aware about the difficulties and so on. But this is something that we need. We know that you need and we will be in place. Then about case studies. Again, this is very important. But to do case studies, we need your experience. So we need to do from you a proactive approach. So if you have something that is boiling your pot, please warn us. Because this is also the intention, I mean, the very true final objective of eCompass, and then Bjorn fire me, is to build a knowledge community. So if you can build a community only if there is an active interaction between us and you. And case study is one of these ways of channeling your experience and make really an European knowledge community of the people working in financial intermediaries. Sorry, financial instruments.
Thank you very much. Unless there's any final statement, please.
Just two quick points in the end. Maybe one on timing. The products that we introduced today here on financial products and the action plan, we hope to have them online, layouted, finalized, etc., in 3 to 4 weeks from now. So then you can use them, you can find them on the website, download them, use them as you see fit. For the other documents, we are working on them. I'm not sure we'll be able to have most of them ready before summer, but I think when you come back from the summer break, we should be able to have most of them also available, which we think is important because after the step now of having undertaken the ex-ante assessments, obviously you may want to select your financial intermediaries, etc. That was the point on timing. The second point, just to emphasize, knowledge community, very important, yes. And that's why our appeal to you also is to let us know where else it's hot and where else we should put our fingers, as Alessandro said. We want to be helpful with FiCompass, both Commission and EIB. We need to know from you on which other aspects you think it is worthwhile having further hands-on advice being developed and published. So whenever you have ideas or during the coffee breaks or lunch break now, just grab us, talk to us, and make yourself heard, and we'll try to accommodate that. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much for this last message, which is very important for us. Thank you, all of you, for your participation, your questions. Thank you, all the panelists, for your good input.